August 17, 2026. Accessibility often begins with a simple question. What could we do differently? In this issue of Accessibility Tidbits, we meet a team using 3D printing skills to create a custom mobility solution. Explore how one activist helped transform a theater into a model for accessibility. And head to Broadway, where making room for different audience experiences is changing how people enjoy live performance. We also look at innovation shaped by lived experience, from a new prosthetics review platform to research aiming to provide a better hearing aid fit from the very beginning. And as students head back to school, we explore the additional planning that can come with disability, and meet Lakshmi, who has adapted the way she writes and learns to continue her education on her own terms. Elsewhere, deeply personal stories examine chronic illness and the decision to become a parent, parenting through a neurodivergent lens, and an ingenious project bringing the experience of a solar eclipse indoors for people who couldn't access it outside. Different needs can inspire different approaches, and sometimes those approaches make experiences richer and more inclusive for everyone. Let's get into it. Be sure to check out more stories worth your time below. What I wish you knew about people with hearing loss. Osprey Village breaks ground on Ridgeland Cottages for adults with disabilities. Traveling Wiki launches BodWiki.com, bringing fitness to the special needs and disability community after launching at all NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, MLS, and FBS venues. When access to work stops working, Navy Vet plans free educational event to help fellow veterans navigate disability claims. Teen turns 3D printing skills into a custom mobility solution. 13-year-old Zach Waters spent about 300 hours of his summer creating a customized 3D printed wheelchair for a 21-month-old girl. Working with nonprofit Make Good, he assembled an adjustable chair designed around her mobility and medical needs, showing how accessible technology and community makers can expand options for families. How one activist helped transform a theater into an accessibility model. Disability activist Marlene LaRue spearheaded accessibility renovations at Cape Town, South Africa, Artscape Theater Center, helping make it one of South Africa's most inclusive public spaces. Changes include automatic accessible washrooms, lowered counters, accessible signage, hearing loops, and a quiet room, demonstrating how consultation can shape inclusive design. There are no barriers to adventure in Thunder Bay, Ontario. Thunder Bay is proving that outdoor adventure belongs to everyone. The city's parks are built with inclusion at their core. Boulevard Lake Park features an accessible beach mat with lift capabilities, an inclusive playground, and a multi-use trail around the lake. Nature lovers can head to Sleeping Giant Provincial Park, which offers the accessible Plantain Lane Nature Trail, barrier-free cabins, and campsites. For anglers, McKellar Island, there's a barrier-free fishing dock with quick access within the city. Be it lakeside strolls or wilderness overnights, Thunder Bay makes it possible. Visit visitthunderbay.com to plan your trip. Broadway makes room for a different theater experience. TDF's autism-friendly performances make Broadway more accessible for people with autism, sensory and communication disorders, and learning disabilities. Adjustments include reduced sound and lighting effects, partially lit theaters, break areas, and preparation resources. Upcoming performances include The Great Gatsby, Maybe Happy Ending, and The Lion King. When chronic illness reshapes the decision to become a parent, living with fibromyalgia and other chronic conditions can influence deeply personal decisions about parenthood. One woman reflects on choosing not to have children, considering her health, daily limitations, and the possibility of passing on illness. Her experience explores the complex realities behind a decision others may not fully understand. MSU Horticulture Gardens offer an accessible retreat for all ages. The 14-acre MSU Horticulture Gardens in Lansing, Michigan, offer an inviting, accessible retreat for visitors of all ages. Guests can explore diverse displays, get gardening ideas, or simply relax in a beautiful setting. All formal gardens north of the railroad tracks are accessible, Family restrooms are available seasonally near the 4-H Children's Garden, with additional restrooms indoors. Lived experience drives new prosthetics review platform. Since 2025, a UK platform is putting prosthetic users at the center of decisions about their care. LimbMatch, developed from founder Nicole's lived experience, provides independent reviews of prosthetics and clinics. Feedback from users continuously helps shape every part of the platform, from how users search for products to how prosthesis and clinics are reviewed. Back to school takes extra planning for students with disabilities. Returning to school can require additional preparation for students with disabilities and their families. From reviewing individualized education plans and accommodations to establishing routines and communicating with teachers, early planning can help ensure supports are in place and students feel prepared for the transition back to the classroom. New hearing aid formula aims for a better fit from the start. A new hearing aid prescription formula, NAL-NL3, has been integrated into fitting software for the first time. Developed by Australia's National Acoustic Laboratories, the technology uses updated research and modeling to help clinicians personalize amplification more precisely, potentially improving comfort, consistency, and hearing outcomes while reducing adjustments. Lakshmi adapts to keep learning on her own terms. 13-year-old Lakshmi, a student with disabilities in India, uses her feet to manage school supplies, turn pages, and write. A video showing her completing everyday classroom tasks has drawn widespread attention online, highlighting her adaptations as she continues her education at a government school. Rethinking parenting through a neurodivergent lens. Therapist Amanda Losh shares her experience of parenting neurodivergent children while navigating her own neurodivergence, disability, and childhood trauma. She explores moving away from perfectionism and self-blame toward accommodation, repair, and acceptance, while encouraging trauma-informed practitioners to consider how neurodivergence can shape their clients' experiences. A podcast brought to you by the Complex Trauma Training Center. Bringing the solar eclipse indoors for a more accessible experience. An accessible auditorium in Terrassa, Spain, opened its doors to broadcast the solar eclipse live on a giant screen. Organized by Protus, the indoor viewing experience offered people with disabilities, reduced mobility, or visual difficulties another way to participate without relying on outdoor observation or travel. Looking for inclusive travel destinations? Arizona, the Grand Canyon State, Lansing, Michigan, Penticton, B.C., Friuli Venezia Giulia. Visit Lauderdale, the Palm Beaches, Thunder Bay, Ontario, 2SLGBTQIA+, welcoming and accessible adventures. More travel deals? Check out Accessible Go. Want to know before you go? Check out Able Eyes.